one new change development is one of the most sensitive sites in London. It's right next to St. Paul's Cathedral, which, as we know, Prince Charles got married in. It's a national icon, and is something that he's clearly very concerned about and keeps an eye on. That is its setting, really, and how architectural developments around it affect that. In the past, he's complained about other office developments in the area. And when he saw the designs that had been produced for One New Change, he clearly felt moved to act. And we've learned that he wrote a letter directly to a man called Francis Solway, who's one of the most powerful developers in London, the chief executive of Land Securities. And in this letter, he very politely suggests to Mr. Solway that the approach that they seem to be taking isn't the one that would be best for the setting of St. Paul's. And he suggests to him that he might like to the developer, at least, might like to avail himself of the services of the Prince's Own Architecture Foundation to see if he could find somebody else who might do the job better.
How did the developer respond?
Well, clearly this was a sensitive issue. This kind of approach is clearly difficult to deal with for a developer, because in the past there has been clear evidence that Charles is powerful in these areas. However, this was a big named developer. They'd run an international competition to select the architect, and they decided that on this occasion, particularly as they'd already submitted some plans to the Corporation of London, that this was not appropriate to have a rethink, and they say they politely declined.
This follows accusations only last month that Charles acted unconstitutionally in persuading the developers of London's Chelsea Barracks site to sack Richard Rogers, another prominent architect.
That's right, and that's what sparked us to look more closely at Prince Charles's interventions in building and developments in Britain. And we look back through the records and through the times that he's had a say on architecture, and this was an interesting example of him using private correspondence direct from his own desk, intervening with the developers at the highest level in the way he did on the Chelsea Barracks project. So we saw here at One New Change that he wrote to Land Securities chief executive about this directly, and we understand that his intervention on Chelsea Barracks was in the form of a letter directly to the Prime Minister of Qatar, a member of the royal family which owned the site. So it's some people might say these are back channels, but it's also very high level direct correspondence, the prince apparently trying to get his own way.